recently against Northwestern and Tennessee was pretty ineffective and has just relied on KJ to make shots. And when he's not, there's not a whole lot else going offensively.
I totally agree with that thought. I think this offense needs to add a little bit more structure to it at times, especially just have some things that you can go to late in a game to where it's not all on KJ's shoulders or it's not ball screen or bust with this team. And the one thing I really would like to see them add is some set plays to get shooters open looks from three, whether it's Will Riley or Benham Rickhouse. I feel like to get those guys better shots is what's needed for them to break out of their slump, because it feels like they just haven't had good looks here recently. It's one thing. There's been some open shots, especially Ben, where you know he probably makes those a lot, and then he's just slumping right now. But Will in particular, every shot he's taken the last three games has been tough, it's felt like. There hasn't been one fully wide-open catch-and-shoot in-rhythm jump shot that he's had. Everything's been catch, put it on the floor, you know, turn-around jump shot, or kick my feet out, Reggie Miller myself into a call. Maybe just focus on making a couple of those. Look, I love it. He's getting those calls, get to the free throw line, but it just feels like all of his shots have been tough. Even some of Ben's, he's forced some contested shots where teams have taken him away a little bit, and it just feels like the quality of threes Illinois was getting, sure, obviously against the lower level competition they were playing, you could see every time down the floor you were generating an open look from three, and those were going in at a lot higher clip. Now, obviously, Tennessee's one of the best defensive teams in the country, but I think you saw it against Northwestern and Wisconsin too. It feels like the quality of look from three has gone pretty significantly down for Illinois, especially Illinois' best shooters who haven't shot it well. I'd love to see a couple set plays implemented just to get Benham Rickhouse on the move into an open look from three, or Will Riley, who's a good movement shooter and has shown that, to get him coming off a screen or coming off some type of off-ball action to get a look from three to where you have a little bit more structure there. But I also agree with you. I think KJ needs to be given a little bit of help sometimes to where he's not having to totally break a defense down himself. I'd love to see them maybe, especially knowing you have such a capable handler alongside him in Boswell, maybe you bring Boswell up the floor with the ball, you play KJ off the ball and then let him come to it, maybe run a zoom action with the Vucic, handing the ball off to KJ, get him on the move a little bit, and just create better opportunities. I just think some more structure could help this offense. It just feels like free-flowing is great, and their base principles with the ball screen stuff is great, but if a team's going to take their fastball away, where do they go next? And it feels like there's no answer other than KJ make something special happen for us. Everyone else watch it. Like that, you got to add something else there. You got to be able to have something else you can turn to.
Yeah, no, I agree with all that for sure. And